This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the center, which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said the double engine government at the centre and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare.
Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana shuru ki ja rahi hai. Is yojana se ab tak 75 lakh behne jud chuki hain. Abhi ek saath in sabhi 75 lakh behnon ke bank account mein 10,000 rupaye bheje gaye hain. Aaj waqai Bihar ki behnon betiyon ke liye kitna bada, kitna mahatvapurna ye kadam Nitish ji ki sarkar ne uthaya hai.
The Prime Minister announced that under this scheme, more than 75 lakh women beneficiaries have received a direct transfer of 10,000 rupees each into their bank accounts. He said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. He underlined that assistance is being transferred directly into women's accounts without corruption. Calling the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana a Navratri gift, the Prime Minister expressed confidence that with the double engine government's efforts, Bihar would have the highest number of Lakhpati Didis. India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding a purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless. Responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said no such conversation has been taken place. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statesmen.
At no point has Prime Minister Modi spoken with President Putin in the manner suggested. No such conversation has taken place. We expect the leadership of an important and esteemed institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in public statements. Speculative or careless remarks that misrepresent the Prime Minister's engagement or suggest conversations that never occurred are unacceptable.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held an interaction with party workers and leaders in Bethia, West Champaran district regarding the Bihar Assembly elections. The program was attended by present and former MLAs, MPs, MLCs from Saran, East Champaran and West Champaran along with BJP district presidents, members of the party core committee and mandal presidents. After the meeting, BJP leader Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal informed that Mr. Shah held detailed discussions about the upcoming elections in Bihar. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed 24 judges in Allahabad High Court. Among them are senior advocates Vivek Saran, Garima Prasad and Sudhanshu Chauhan. Besides, two judges have been appointed in Himachal Pradesh High Court, while one permanent judge and three additional judges were appointed in Karnataka High Court. These appointments were made after consultation with Chief Justice of India. The National Investigation Agency NIA has attached the immovable properties of a Hizbul Mujahideen terror operative involved in the supply of arms and ammunition to active militants of the banned outfit for promoting terrorist activities in Kashmir Valley. On the order of the NIA Special Court, Jammu, the agency has attached the immovable properties of the Tariq Ahmed Mir, a charge-sheeted accused who was arrested in April this year. The agency said today's property attachment was part of NIA's ongoing action against terror networks operating in Kashmir with the aim of disrupting India's peace, stability and harmony. Union Minister of Agriculture Shivraj Singh Chauhan did at least 21st installment of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Samman Nidhi scheme for farmers. And that's the end of the news bulletin.